This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Morning, Bruce. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Ruthie. Good morning, Mully. How is everybody today? It was a good day in the north side. Not so great in Baltimore this weekend, but where would you like to begin?
Well, let's start with the Cubs, because I'm just curious. When you talked to Kyle Tucker and you tweeted out that there was no the x-rays were negative, that's all good stuff. But it looked bad. I mean, it looked like he had the glove on. It got kind of caught underneath him, and I think we've all jammed fingers over the years playing softball, whatever it might be. Does he have to wear a splint at all? Is it okay? Is the swelling down? I'm sure they've got a lot more serious armory behind them than we did playing softball.
Yeah, a little bit, but injury is an injury. I think he's going to be okay. They took x-rays, as you said. He's okay, but he really got beat up this weekend. I actually waited for him Saturday after the game because he had run into the wall at one point. He had gotten hit by a pitch. They were thinking about taking x-rays on Saturday because he was so beaten up. This is one tough baseball player. I know we don't think baseball is a contact sport, but you know, you watch him play, you watch PCA play, there's an awful lot of contact going on. A lot of it's with the ground, but the reality is it's a tough sport for 162 games.
He also had the helmet hit him in his nose, and I know he said after the game, you know, this probably looks worse than it is, but that's right. Your head. I mean, it's concerning when you see guys get sort of banged up that way, Bruce. I think, I guess the next question is, if he does have to miss a couple of games, you know, I know Craig Counsell said day to day, what sort of the contingency plan, who fills that gap?
Well, you know, it can either be a Suzuki playing right or a Bruhan. Bruhan's the fourth, fifth outfielder on this team. Suzuki's actually that, you know, the DH. And he had a play there when Hap was out on the IL for 10 days. So it's not the end of the world. The end of the world is, you know, if he has an extensive injury and he's out for a long time, that would be the end of the world. But here's the real news out of yesterday. He's fine. The team's fine physically. But they are going to start resting players regularly over the next 3 weeks. After today, they played 26 out of 27 days. And if you look at the guys who played, I don't think Pete Crow Armstrong has missed a game. I don't think Swanson's missed a game. I doubt that Horner's missed a game. I do not think that Tucker's missed a game. So you can't go through a whole season, especially this stretch here with so many games in a row, without resting people. Craig Counsell came out and said, you know, definitely we have to rest people at certain times. That doesn't mean they're going to sit for 2 or 3 days, but incrementally they will have rest over the next 3 weeks.
Are they resting Michael Busch too much? Seemed like he got out there and did pretty well for himself, Bruce. And I get it. I understand that what the numbers say and the splits say, but I kind of like that guy, and I'd like to see him play. And how's he going to get better against lefties if he never plays against them?
I love that question because he had the big day yesterday.
Right.
He had a homer, two other hits, a walk, you know, just a perfect day. And I kidded with him after the scrum. You know, I went up to him and talked to him for a little while, and I said, look, I have a really good relationship with Craig Counsell. If you want me to go in there and just say, don't rest Busch against left-handed pitchers, I think it'll work. You go, oh, no. I mean, you know, we laughed about it. But the reality is I'm with you on that. You know, I think that he needs to do that because he's emerging as, you know, one of the top young first basemen in the league. And, you know, if you're not playing against lefties, then as you said, I agree with this theory, how do you get better against them? How do you become a full-time player down the road? But that's not Craig Counsell. Counsell is more concerned with the matchup of the day, how to win that game, make sure that Turner's in there against left-handers, and the whole team plays. And I don't think you can argue with it right now since they have the best record in the National League.
It's funny, Bruce. Last week when I was filling in for Mully, I was filling in for Mully, I asked you, I was like, is this offense sustainable? And you were like, Ruthie, they're not going to keep scoring 6 runs a game. And then we sort of saw them struggle against the Rockies offensively. Not struggle. They won the series. They've won 6 straight series. But they're just finding different ways to win. And do you think that's the strength of this team right now?
It is. You know, David and I took some calls 2 weeks ago about how I was being negative about the team and that I said pitching had to be the key to them winning and that the offense was going to carry them. I just don't remember. I mean, certain years your offense is going to help you win 95 or 100 games rather than 85. I can see that. But to sustain winning, you're going to have to pitch. And that's what they did over this period of time. As you pointed out, Ruthie, they didn't score runs. You know, yesterday they scored 6, but seven. They didn't score runs on this trip.
Right.
You know, a lot of it was ballpark related, but again, they scored enough to win. And the pitching, in particular, the bullpen has been outstanding. And the development of the bullpen, and you know, Daniel Palencia at the end has been a big part of their success lately.
No doubt about it. We also talked this morning about Jameson Taillon because we've been pretty tough on him with the penchant for giving up those solo homers. He had like 7 at one point in a row, like over the course
of
3 starts.
You weren't tough on him. David was.
Well, David was. But I'm saying we kind of were. I'm just saying I feel like we probably should give him a little bit of a nod because he's really kept this together. I mean, he's a dependable, predictable starter every time out.
A modern-day workhorse, right? I think they have two of them, him and Boyd, right?
Mm.
So they're not flashy, right? But they go out there and they usually give you 6 innings and they keep it at 3 runs or less, you know, the old-time quality start. That's pretty good, you know, these days to have those guys to rely on, especially with the injuries to Steele for the season and Imanaga, who's now out there traveling to Arizona today and trying to rehab, come back in the next 2 or 3 weeks if he can. So they have been the guys to go to and keep this thing moving along as they've won a lot of ball games and played well, even with the loss of their number 1 and 2 starter.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Speaking of consistent PCA, just another, you know, we didn't even spend our opening segment talking about him, and he's just been the definition of electric in every phase of the game. What's sort of been the reaction to his consistency within the clubhouse?
Well, they marvel at it. We had Justin Turner inside the clubhouse on Saturday, and he said that he's the best center fielder he's seen, and he's played for 15 years. So, you know, when you hear comments like that, and also Terry Francona, the manager of the Reds, told us that his bat speed is electric. So there's so many areas of his game that has emerged in 2025 to make him one of the spectacular young players in the game right now. Is he the MVP of the National League right now? In some areas, you'd have to say yes, because defense, base running, hitting with power, driving in runs, still in the top two or three in runs driven in. Didn't steal a base for a long time. Believe it or not, you know, we were talking about him stealing 50, 60, 70 bases, but, you know, because he's hitting doubles and home runs, not stealing a lot of bases. He stole his first two bases, I think, in about 2 weeks, maybe. He had four. Up until yesterday when he stole two, he had four stolen bases since April 26th. So his game has evolved and changed, and there's just so many ways that he can beat you, and so much fun to watch.
Well, we put it off long enough, Bruce. We're going to have to talk about the
White Sox. We're going to talk about the Orioles, okay.
Yeah. Luis Robert Jr. had about as bad a series as I may have ever seen from a professional baseball player. He was 0 for 10. They dropped him to seventh in the lineup. He managed to get a walk, and then it got to first on a catcher's interference. But he just has been awful. It's shocking to me that he has kind of reverted in this way. And, you know, he's been so bad, he makes Vaughn look competent, and he's obviously been demoted. What do you do with him? You know, Ozzie said he needs a day off, but I think he needs more than a day off. Do you send him to Camp Montgomery in Arizona and try to work with him? I don't know what you do.
You just keep playing. I mean, I don't think a day off is going to help. Maybe Ozzie's right one day here or there, but
they tried that.
The frustrating thing is that, as a Sox fan, Molly, are you saying, gosh, we got to get him better so we can get him out of here?
Well, I mean,
and get players back. Is that
you know,
ultimately
let me ask
it?
You something, Bruce. Are they going to, let's say this goes on until you get to the end of the year. Are they going to just not pick up his option? Are they going to let him go for nothing? Is that where we're headed with this thing?
I imagine so. The options are this. So he's making $15 million this year with a $5 million buyout if they don't pick up the options for 2026 and 27, which is $20 million each for those. Yeah. I don't think that anyone thinks he's a $20 million player right now. That said, if he becomes a free agent, you get nothing for him. People will sign him, and he'll get a chance to reprove that he can hit, but That's a, you know, it's a realistic way to look at it after over 2 months of playing, but it's it's sad to think about, considering this guy 2 years ago hit 38 home runs and was one of the better players in the league.
Bruce, the Sox have lost a lot of 1 and 2 score games this year. 58% of their losses have been by 2 runs or less. How do you explain that, and what does that tell us about this year's team, especially in comparison maybe to last year's team?
It's a lot easier team to watch. It's a more interesting team because the pitching is really good. And that's what they wanted to do when they were developing this team, is develop and purchase and get pitching for the future. I think they've done a good job of that. Look, the 4.09 ERA is right around 19 or 20 in baseball. It's not awful. So the pitching is much better. The offense is not. You know, it's still run production-wise. Runs, they're second to the last, I think, with 221. That's they just can't score runs. They don't have enough position players who can hit. You know, you have a couple of veterans that have come back. Benintendi's hit a little bit. Certainly Talkman's been really good since he's come back. He's really hit the ball hard. But, you know, looking at the future, you know, Mully, you always bring up, you know, Teal. When are they going to bring him up from the minor leagues? You know, is the other Montgomery going to get there before Colson Montgomery? Wow. Some of the things that are good to look at if you're a White Sox fan. But run production, it's really tough. The mistakes they make to lose ballgames stand out more because they do not have enough offense to wash away those little mistakes. The little mistakes they make on the bases or on defense cost them a lot of games just because they don't have that.
You are right on it, Bruce. No question. You got it. But they also don't have a closer. So they get to the end of some games and they figure out a way to lose, which is shocking. They can't hold the lead. I mean, I'm just saying, if they're up a run, forget it. They're not going to be able to win the game. They just don't really have much that they can do regularly with the bullpen.
No, you're right. And again, converting guys from start, I mean, you know, they continue to hit on young pitchers, and then even veterans, like picking up, Hauser, and he's pitched extremely well.
No doubt.
Since they picked him up. 1.47 ERA since they picked him up. So they're in games. I don't know. You know, as a Sox fan, when you look at the games, is it tougher to watch when they lose by 1 run all the time rather than getting blown out? At least you're watching the ball games. You're paying attention to the development. That's about the best you're getting out right now.
They're better at home.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. All right, buddy.
The summer's coming, though. Balls go out of the ballpark.
There we go. You know, get the hot weather here. Luis Robert will pick it up. Oh, boy.
We think the summer's coming. We're not quite sure.
Today.
Have a great day.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Bruce
Levine. Great job, as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.